You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Hey, all, it's good to have you here today. It is a thrill for me to be able to have a conversation with a dear friend. Bill Roska, it's great to have you as part of Prophet University today.
Bill, I am privileged and honored to be here. I mean, we've got two Bills here of a kindred spirit, technicians in our own right, and yet we have a great passion about what we do.
And it's one of those struggles, right? That's what Prophet University is all about. And so many companies are dealing with that, right? Technical people running a company.
For sure.
Some of those differences that are there.
And the thing is that when you've got technical people, you've got people that are very much geared into the way they think something should be done. And that's where some of the challenges come in.
That's absolutely right. There's no question about it. Well, yeah, it's great to have you here as part of the program. And one of the things that you're able to do, why I was so excited about this, is because you've got an incredible story. I've had the opportunity to work with you now for years. And just seeing that evolution and hearing about it even before my coming on scene has been to me, it's enlightening, it's motivating, and it's why I wanted to have you on the program here today.
And I very much appreciate it because it has become my passion. When I think back now and realize the path that not only my life, but my professional career, my business career took, I mean, you could never have orchestrated that on your own. One, I believe in God's divine providence, but then also what happened in my involvement with Granny Associates so long ago.
Absolutely. So before we jump into that, before we get into your story, we need to know a little bit about you because you've been in the plumbing industry for what, like 300 years?
dirt was invented the year before I started. Actually, my story starts all the way back in grade school. I never knew that I was a mechanical person. But then when I look back in retrospect, and that's the good thing about getting older is that hindsight, you've got that 20/20 vision, okay? But I was 8 years old and I put a basketball hoop up on my garage. Mm-hmm. The thought of that right now, knowing I have grandkids that are 5, 7, 13, 15, the thought about an 8-year-old putting up a backboard and a hoop on their garage, who does that? That's weird. And yet at the time I thought nothing of it. And as my life evolved, I used to fix and repair bicycles for neighborhood kids. And it got to the point where parents would come to me and say, here, Johnny Janie wants a 20-inch Stingray with the big, 4-foot sissy bar and the ape hanger handlebars.
That takes you back.
Yeah, and it's just, I thought nothing of building those and putting those together. Mm-hmm. So the mechanical ability was there. God gave that to me already, but I didn't know that. It was just like, hey, doesn't everybody do this? Mm-hmm. So it's interesting where things go.
Now, you really got into the trade still really early, didn't you? How did that come about?
So I ended up applying to a Milwaukee public high school, which was extremely unique. It was Boys Tech High School, Boys Technical and Trade High School. The emphasis of the school was one, it was only for guys, and it helped you specify, almost like you'd go to college and pick a major. Well, here you went to the school and you picked your major, but it was in the trades. It was heavily laden in the different technical trades. It didn't mean that you couldn't be prepared for a college education, but the whole point was is that what of the trades, the plumbing, the mechanicals, the machine shop, the electrical, what do you think you'd like to do? And the school was so terribly unique in the fact that the freshman year, you got a little bit of everything.
Okay.
They had what they called an exploratory shop program. You spent 4.5 weeks in each of the shops as a freshman. Little bit of sheet metal work, little bit of machine shop work, carpentry, automotive. We tore a Chev 350 engine down. It was great for these young boys, young men, to have a chance to try things. Mm-hmm. And then you picked your major.
Okay.
You selected your shop.
So really, by the time you're about a junior or a sophomore, you were already in high school, you're already picking your direction.
And I don't know why. That's the part that I still haven't figured out. There has been nobody in our family that was blue-collar trades-level worker. Cops, firemen, military personnel, civil servants, office, clerical, upper management, but getting your hands dirty, calloused in the actual trades, there hadn't been, and there still isn't. I'm the one that, for some reason, I know why I picked plumbing. And this is kind of weird. I often wondered why my thought process was like that. But I honestly thought, as long as there's people, there's going to be a need for plumbing.
And we certainly found that out throughout the last year, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's
trades are incredibly essential.
And the whole thing is that for me, it was like a logical decision. Mm-hmm. What do you want to do? I love trades. I love all facets of it. Mm-hmm. What do I really like? What is my passion? And it's plumbing.
Sure. Awesome. Very good. So really, you came out of Boise Tech, right, already with a pretty solid knowledge of plumbing.
Yeah.
Right? And then you actually worked for a couple of other companies, if I remember correctly, right?
Exactly. One of the unique things that Boise Tech had was an agreement with a lot of the apprenticeship programs. The state of Wisconsin is unique is that all of our apprenticeship programs run through legislation. It is law, state statutes that require X amount of years for an apprenticeship, different categories. You graduated from Boise Tech at that time. You had a 2-year credit already on your plumbing apprenticeship.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Prophet University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have 3 choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.